What made David here have this wisdom? He behaved himself wisely. He behaved himself very wisely. And now he behaved himself more wisely than all those other fellows that he was serving the king with that reigned over Israel. What set him apart? It was a fear of God. It was a fear of God. There ain't no man can even get close to God unless he fears God greatly. I can't get in all the scriptures. Good Lord, this is the Bible. There ain't nobody it talks about like it does David. You don't even read near about Jesus, you do, but you read about David. And Jesus was proud of his ancestry. He was proud of David, and he's proud of Abraham. I am too. Praise God, for we're descendants of Abraham and David through Christ. Praise God. But he feared God. One scripture. And if you want to know how to discern it, and that is in his own writing, he wrote himself in Psalm 119, verse 120. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I'm afraid of your judgments. Boy, now I tell you, that set David apart and all them other guys in there. He had more of the fear of God accidentally than they had on purpose. Praise God. Woo! And he demonstrated. It was manifest. After he got to be king, he was bringing the ark of God in that was stolen in the days of Saul. And Saul was king. And them Philistines kept it 20 years. And all Israel mourned after the Lord and wanted that ark back where God dwelt between those cherubims in that ark of the covenant. And they went off and got it at the house of Obed-Edom because God smote the inhabitants of the capital cities of that Gaza Strip, which was the land of the Philistines. And he caused them to have emerods and 50,000 in this city, and Gath, and 50,000. He'd take it over to Ekron. God have mercy, he'd smite them, and they'd cry out to heaven. Finally, them Lord said, take that thing back home. And it went over to the house of Obed-Edom, and God blessed his house, and David heard about it, went over to get the ark. And there was a fellow named Uzzah, put his hand to touch that ark, to push it back on the cart where it was being hauled back to Jerusalem. And God killed him. Why did he do it? Because God had made a law that only the Levites of the house of Aaron could have anything to do with that ark. Anybody else touch it, he was a dead man. And what did the Bible say? And David was afraid of God that day. He backed off. Praise God. He wouldn't have nothing to do with it. So he went and inquired of the priest and found out the right way to do things. See, you do things, even what God wants, in a wrong way, you don't get a blessing. You've got to do things that God wants done in a right way. And David was a man that respected God's way and God's word and God's house and God's servants and everything that God pronounced holy. David had utmost respect for it. Praise the Lord. He feared God. He was afraid of God. He was a man that trusted God. And I think one of the scriptures, and like I say, there's just hundreds of scriptures on these subjects, but I can't get into them. But anyway, in the 56th chapter of Psalms, by his own autobiographical writings, in Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Praise God. Trust. That word trust is used some 90 times in the writings of David. In the Lord put I my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me or what man can do unto me. Praise the Lord. He trusted God for everything. Health, wealth, welfare, anything else for the kingdom, for God's people. He was trusting God completely. He was a man that respected the word of God to be a man after God's own heart. He respected God's word. In Psalm 119 also, that's a If you want to read a lot about David, you can get more about it in that 119th chapter than you can handle. In Psalm 119, verse 128, for instance, a great scripture here that identifies David's esteem for God's word. He said, "Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way." Next verse, "Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them." Verse 130, "The interest of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple." Next verse, "I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments." The 50th verse, that's a great one. "This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me." Said over there in the beginning of this great psalm, longest chapter in the Bible, Psalm 119, verse 9. "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." He loved the word of God. He had great respect for the word of God. And I tell you something else. He had great respect for those men that taught the word of God. Well, he wouldn't touch them. He wouldn't lay his hand or do anything to hinder the man of God. He had utmost respect for him. In fact, when David sinned, it's recorded in 2 Samuel 11th chapter, he committed a great sin and got the wife of Uriah the Hittite. He felt comfortable because he had sought God and God forgave him for it. But in the 12th chapter, go back to the back end here, Margie, please. That's distracting me. I won't even be able to preach. So you can see that David was a man that had the honor and respect that God expects out of you and I if we even hope to be a man after God's own heart. Now, David here made a lot of statements about his own respect that he had. But in Psalm, the 105th chapter, he said, "Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm." And David kept that to the letter. He respected those men of God. And like I started to say in 2 Samuel, the 12th chapter, Nathan came to his house to reprove him. David was a prophet, but Nathan was a prophet. And he came to him to rebuke him for the sin that he committed against God and against Uriah the Hittite and taking his wife and having him sent into the battle and slain. And there you find that servant of God came to rebuke the king of Israel. And David, what did he say? Instead of blaming it on somebody else, instead of, like many other of the kings of Israel, you find Asa a little bit further over in several hundred years after David. There's a prophet came and rebuked him, and he put that seer, Hanani, he had him put in prison for rebuking him for his sin. Other of the kings of Israel had the men of God put to death because they rebuked them for their sins. But what did David say to Nathan when he said, "You sinned"? He said, "I'm the man. I'm the man. Lord, help us to be a man after God's own heart." Respect for the word of God, respect for the man of God, respect for the house of God. Boy, he had respect for God's house. All through his writing, you say, "Oh, my heart panteth after these, heart panteth after the water brooks. When shall I come back and get to the house of God and appear before God?" Psalm 121 and 1, or 122 and 1, he says, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. My feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem." Praise God. Man, he wanted to get back home. And you know what David was talking about through all of this? He'd been trained up and reared up by Jesse, the Bethlehemite. And he was a great man in that part of Israel, in Judah. That's where Christ was born. You know, that's why David was the protege of Christ, the type. Christ was born in the same city David was born in Bethlehem. And Jesse was likewise a great man. And his mother, it only has 2-3 references to his mother. But I want to give you those references and want to show you what David was born into.